brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
The whole world is looking right now at what has happened in the elections here in the United States. The Republicans have clearly won 63 seats, the biggest sweep in over 70 years in the House of Representatives. Looks like they're going to get 8 seats in the Senate, not enough to take the Senate back. Biggest sweep ever for Republicans in governorships. They've gained at least 10, and so 30 of the governorships are now Republican as the states' rights movement accelerates. I'm going to cover all the different angles, including election fraud, clear election fraud in Nevada and other states today, what happened with Rand Paul, the Federal Reserve's big announcement coming up at 1:15 Central today, 2:15 Eastern. We'll be covering it live. They've already telegraphed in the last 2 weeks that they are going to start $50 to $100 billion of quantitative or monetization of debt, quantitative easing, QE2. That's where they start buying the U.S. Treasury bonds, becoming the biggest owner of our debt. You got to love it. They set the policy to get us in debt, and then they own the debt and own our country along with the communist Chinese. And I forgot to play that banned ad yesterday by the citizens group against all this government spending. So that's going to be coming up as well, because it illustrates where we're going with the communist Chinese and the private Federal Reserve. So we'll be covering that big announcement coming up in about 2 hours and 15 minutes from now. The big story that we're going to be covering later in the hour is up on prisonplanet.com, written by Paul Joseph Watson and yours truly. Did Harry Reid steal Nevada? And the evidence is clear. Yes, his minions did. 5-point margin of victory, highly suspicious given pre-election polls showing Sharon Angle ahead, combined with reports of vote flipping on machines for Harry Reid, controlled by Reid's son. He directly controlled it as the election official in the main county where most of the votes were cast, and serviced by corrupt pro-Reid union. So just amazing, and I predicted that we would see chicanery going on in Nevada, and our nonpartisan analyst will be joining us today or tomorrow, perhaps both days. That, of course, is Bev Harris. She was really watching fraud in different parts of the country, but she focused in on Nevada. By the way, she's a Democrat, and she's saying there's evidence of fraud by Mr. Reid's operation there. Sharon Angle's lawyer for her campaign 2 weeks ago said that Harry Reid's going to steal this election, but Angle didn't really challenge it in her capitulation speech. She didn't talk about investigating fraud. So that is bad news, because when there's evidence of fraud, you've got to investigate it. There was evidence of fraud in 2000. We hate Al Gore, but there was evidence. We covered it. There was total evidence in 2004 in Ohio and other states. People went to prison over it. We covered it. Not that it would have mattered if his skull and bones cousin would have gotten into power, of course, Senator Kerry, John Kerry. But still, we covered the fact that there was fraud, and Kerry didn't challenge it. You can't just fix an election. You've got to have somebody who won't challenge it if you have stolen it. Well, now there's clear evidence all over the country in these key Senate races where Democrats were set to lose, where they have now won. Now, Rand Paul had a 15-point lead in most polls going in. He only won by 10 points, and there was some evidence of manipulation going on there against him, but it wasn't enough because of landslides. They're afraid to steal elections in front of tidal waves because they know there'd be investigations. But when races are close, that's where you see the cheating. 2000 presidential, 2004 presidential. Now we've seen it in this key midterm election 2010. You better believe and bet your boots you're going to see that going on coming up the next year and a half, 2 years ahead of the key 2012 election. We're going to cover all the different angles, the economy, the fear-mongering, the new wave of demonization against Rand Paul. They say he's going to cause a global depression. That's what Oberman and others say. That's the new talking point. Not the Federal Reserve that engineered this. It's all Rand Paul's fault. We'll be right back.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications with low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions. RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depth to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at InfoWars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
It's the winter cold and flu supplement sale at HerbalHealer.com. Take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on the best cold and flu supplements available. Many of you know elderberry is exceptional against viral infections. Right now, Herbal Healer Academy has elderberry power. Regularly priced at $16.95, now incredibly low at only $10 for 60 vegetarian caps. For children and seniors, our Herbal Healer Academy Flu Away Elderberry Liquid is only $13 for a 4-ounce bottle. Also on super sale, olive leaf capsules, oregano oil plus capsules, and our incredible respirate formula, oregacillin physician strength capsules for your lungs. Normally $34.95, now just $25. Hit the winter specials link at herbalhealer.com for these cold and flu supplement specials and other on sale products like apple cider vinegar, brain power, and neuro recovery. New customers get a free catalog with your first order. Log on and hit the winter specials now at herbalhealer.com.
This is Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
I have a message from the Tea Party. A message that is loud and clear and does not mince words. We've come to take our government back. We've come to take our government back from the special interest who think that the federal government is their own personal ATM. From the politicians who bring us oversized fake checks emblazoned with their signature as if it was their money to give. Washington is horribly broken. I think we stand on a precipice. We are encountering a day of reckoning, and this movement, this Tea Party movement, is a message to Washington that we're unhappy and that we want things done differently.
All right. That's what Rand Paul said a few months ago when he defeated the pro-establishment Republican candidate in the primary. Karl Rove and many others came out against him. Dick Cheney had come out against him. They'd thrown everything against him. And then they shifted to the left side of the controlled system and turned everything loose on him, every dirty trick they could, and it only made his poll numbers go up because people saw through it. And last night he said the same thing. He said, I have a message from Kentucky. We have come to take our government back. Now, this is different than 1994 with Newt Gingrich leading that new crop of Republicans. We weren't in a depression. We hadn't had the giant banker bailouts. The dollar wasn't openly being scrapped as the world reserve currency. And so if the Republicans think they're going to be able to manage all these new Tea Party patriots that have gotten in, if they think that they are going to be able to stay in power and gain seats in the next election by selling people out with business as usual, they're wrong. Senator DeMint and others have said if they don't see instant action to cut taxes across the board, which will get the economy going, every study shows, every common sense example documents, he's going to lead the Republican Party. Now, there has been clear election fraud in key races like Colorado. And we had, of course, the nonpartisan, she's a Democrat, but nonpartisan in her investigations, Bev Harris on yesterday. She said she was looking at Nevada and Colorado as some of the worst places. The poll showed that Tom Tancredo, running as an independent Constitution Party, was set to win. He magically lost. All the polls showed that Harry Reid was going to lose by 3 to 5 points. He magically won by 5. You're talking 7 to 10 point swing. And you've got total evidence of election fraud in Nevada. We're also looking very closely at Colorado and other states, key battleground areas. But as this awakening accelerates and as Congress's approval rating stays at 11 points, you are going to see more independents elected or more people through the Republican Party like Ron Paul and Rand Paul getting elected, because now people are aware of real issues. They're aware of the puppet masters that sit above the two major parties. It doesn't mean we're out of the woods. We're in deep trouble as a society. But it's because we are in deep trouble that a lot of people are being forced to look at the evidence and wake up. So here's the issues I want to cover today. I want to look at election fraud. I want to look at the message that it sends with Rand Paul winning and the caucus that he needs to organize to bring true leadership, constitutional leadership, to the U.S. Senate. We also need to push for Ron Paul to be the new speaker, not John Boehner and not Michelle Bachmann. And there may be a fight between those two, Boehner and Bachmann. Boehner better than somebody like Newt Gingrich, but still not as good as somebody like Bachmann, and Bachmann is not as good as Ron Paul. We need to get Ron Paul positioned as the speaker for a leadership position and a powerful bully pulpit in the move for Ron Paul to run for president in 2012. He can beat Barack Obama. We wrote a key story yesterday going over the different angles of that, and it's all online at Infowars.com. We also were going to look at how they're going to try to demonize the Patriot movement. This is what happened in 1929. The central bankers had been in control since 1913. They'd issued all this currency and credit. They popped the balloon by design. That's mainline history if you actually dig into it. There were congressional hearings about it. Smooth Hawlings Act was put in to put tariffs in, to cut taxes, to do what was needed, but it was too little too late, so the media blamed Smooth Hawling and that legislation for the collapse of 1929, even though Smooth Hawling came during 1929. And so we see the new talking point, MSNBC fearmongers about Rand Paul causing worldwide depression. That's right. Rand Paul, who's never held political office, who is a eye doctor, it's all his fault. So see, now they know we're going into a depression. You're going to see the media shift from denying the depression to saying it's the fault of the Tea Party, because the Tea Party is going to reverse the Obama tax increases. They are going to reverse the health care if they can. They're going to reverse the carbon taxes. They're in the news saying, oh, my gosh, these new Republicans, these new radical extremists, they're going to cut Obama's clean air initiatives. Has nothing to do with the air, cutting carbon dioxide, when China, India, and everybody else around the world doesn't have to make the cuts. Now, it's common sense. Giant taxes on all factories and cars and energy and fuel – is going to put a wet blanket on our already sputtering economy. That's common sense. Every study, and you go back to Kennedy cutting taxes by 50% in one bracket, 30% in another, that doubled tax receipts of the federal government in 1961-62. Doubled receipts. That's how you pay off deficits. You freeze and or cut spending. See, Reagan didn't do that. Reagan cut taxes so more money came in, but then government ballooned in size and outstripped even the increases in revenue because he let the Congress do that. You got to do both. You got to freeze or cut, but freezing is good enough. You've got to freeze spending, not give trillions more to the bankers who keep the money for themselves and don't even put it into the economy. It's bad enough to take it and devalue the currency, but at least there's some value while they're devaluing it if it actually goes to the public. Because it's the public that ultimately has to pay this back in taxes. We also have to remember that puppets come and go. Puppet Bush got blamed for everything. He was a bad guy, but a puppet, nonetheless, reading off teleprompters. He took the blame for everything. Then the new puppet, Obama, came in, continued the exact same agenda. And now Obama's doing his job, Obama to take responsibility for voter frustration. What did I say in my film a year and a half ago, The Obama Deception? Now more than a year and a half ago. What did I say in Fall of the Republic? Came out about a year ago. I said Obama would be politically destroyed and that he was designed to be politically destroyed. And I said that when he had a 70% approval rating when he first got in office. Because he's birdcage liner. They put the liner in. It gets dirty by the bird. Everybody blames the liner. Everybody looks at the birdcage liner instead of the bird sitting up there on the perch soiling the paper. Now, it's up to this Tea Party revolution to decide if they're going to be fully co-opted by the rhinos. And we have those internal memos that came out 2 weeks ago and got leaked where the mainline Republicans talked about how they were going to dominate these new Republicans and take control of them. It's up to us as citizens and constituents to continue the awakening and to continue running for office locally and at the state level and federal level, to continue to inject real issues into the debate, just like Ron Paul did in 2007, 2008, so that now he's positioned to run for president at an even higher level and has a real chance of winning. And now people heard about inflation. They heard about dollar devaluation. They heard about CIA drug trafficking because Ron Paul talked about it. That's now positioned, and he's winning most of the major Republican straw polls for president, including the coveted CPAC. That scares the system. This is a major political realignment, not just, oh, we don't like Bill Clinton going after our guns and raising taxes, so we're going to, you know, put a bunch of new Republicans in. That was 15, 16 years ago. This is 2010, not 1994. And the system is scared because people are becoming fully awake to what's going on. And any way you slice it, this is a big victory. Because watching national ads, listening to local Texas ads, you name it, and seeing ads in other states, the politicians are, I own guns. I got a gun in my boot. You know, Democrats are doing TV ads shooting bullets through the cap and trade bill. They're talking about the New World Order. They're talking about fighting the globalists. They're talking about saving the dollar. They're talking about shutting down the borders. They're talking about cutting taxes. So we've at least force the system to stop trying to suppress the liberty movement and saying it didn't exist and the world government didn't exist and corrupt bankers didn't exist and socialism didn't exist. They can't call us conspiracy theorists anymore. We are the mainstream. The more radical you are, the more you win, unless Harry Reid steals the election from you. Or unless they steal the election from you in Colorado. Clear evidence of fraud in both states. We're going to be covering that. So we're going to talk about where we go from here, the demonization tactics that are going to happen against the Tea Party and the figurehead, Rand Paul, Ron Paul. Got to love that father-son combo, both medical doctors. We're going to look at all the different races. At least 65 seats are going to get taken, confirmed 63 right now, projecting 65 in the House. 8 Senate seats. They don't get the Senate. 10 new Republicans posing as patriots. At least they've got a pose. That's mainlining this info. This is a big, big, big victory. It's all coming up, and we've got a special guest joining us. Stay with us.
Alex told you the government announced recently that the recession is over. It ended on June of 2009. The millions of Americans unable to find work might not agree. Perhaps the recession ended for the bankers and government employees, but for the rest of us, things seem to be getting worse. Gold and silver haven't heard the news either. They've begun their long-expected journey to the moon. In addition to converting your shrinking dollars into gold and silver, you should consider a food savings account from eFoods Direct. They both make fabulous investments. Food is our greatest dependency, and we know it will be more precious than any financial resource. You and your family need food to survive a crisis, and you can't eat paper, stocks, or metals. Alex has been urging you to invest in delicious, easy-fix meals to enjoy now or save for long-term. This will freeze the cost of your food while you can still afford it. Visit eFoodsDirect.com on the Internet or call 800-409-5633. That's eFoodsDirect.com or 800-409-5633.
They helped create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Hurricanes, ice storms, blackouts, and the prospect of civil unrest. When the unexpected happens, will you be ready? Hundreds of concerned citizens across America have already installed wind generators to help protect their families in the event of a disaster. So act now and build your own wind generator with an easy-to-assemble kit from WindBluePower.com. WindBluePower carries the best battery-charging wind generators and permanent magnet alternators in the country. Our 12-volt wind generator kits are also great for small cabins and campers, and all WindBluePower kits qualify for a 30% tax credit. So get your discount now. Go to WindBluePower.com today and enter coupon code RADIO for 5% off, or simply call 800-976-0026. 800-976-0026. Protect your family's emergency energy needs now at WindBluePower.com.
Okay, I've gone over the basics. I want to start drilling down into all of this now. I'm going to just read some headlines that cover the spectrum. Then I'm going to get into, did Harry Reid steal Nevada? And I want to make this a Google search term today. We do this at least once a week. You guys are awesome out there, all the great men and women that take action and enter this term into Google over and over again. Steal Nevada. Two words. Steal Nevada. And then it'll be the number one search term, and people will look at this article by Paul Joseph Watson and myself, and I'm going to be covering coming up later in the hour. But the search term is steal Nevada, and that will lead them to, did Harry Reid steal Nevada? In fact, we could do two search terms, Steel Nevada, and then also read Steel Nevada. But Steel Nevada, enter that in over and over again, and read Steel Nevada. And when we go over this evidence, it's going to blow you away. I know most of you are already aware of what's been happening the last few weeks, but they did it. I mean, there's no doubt it's a conflict of interest. There's no doubt this stinks to high heaven. So we're going to be covering all of that. Here's just some of the headlines. Republicans capture House in historic wave. Democrats cling to Senate. Fox News and CNN are both projecting 65 seats in the House. 63 have been confirmed and 8 seats in the Senate, not the 10 needed because in key Senate races they clearly stole the elections. Continuing here. Republicans win majority in governorships. The Republicans won the House. The Democrats kept the Senate. The GOP won the tiebreaker, capturing a majority of the nation's governorships. Republicans on Tuesday wrested control of at least 10 state houses from Democrats as they rode an anti-incumbent wave that will give them more than 30 governorships. They also won a bunch of legislatures. Democrats controlled 26 of the 50 state houses before Tuesday's election, and Republicans needed 20 of the 37 contest to seize the majority. They now have 30 governorships. Continuing with the news on that front, Nancy Pelosi ousted as House Speaker. John Boehner waits in the wings. I'm going to be talking more about that later. We don't want John Boehner. Bare minimum, we want Michelle Bachmann. She's better. And a lot better than her is Ron Paul. We need to get a movement going now for Ron Paul as Speaker. Ron Paul as Speaker. Ron Paul as Speaker. He wins the straw polls. He's been there as long as Boehner. Boehner is an acolyte, a minion of Newt Gingrich on record. The guy he put into leadership in 94 when they took the House. We do not want John Boehner. And again, Bachmann may run for leadership post. That's being reported that she may challenge Boehner. Few Democrats survive health care vote. This is from The Hill. Almost every Democrat who was up in this election who voted for the government takeover of health care, not to give people health care, not even socialism, that's bad enough, but basically to rip people off of the insurance companies owned by the banks, almost all of them lost. Continuing, Tancredo loses Colorado governor bid. Constitution Party candidate Tom Tancredo lost his third-party bid to become governor of Colorado last night, even though most pundits believed he would win, and he was ahead in most polls, but he magically lost with 87% of the votes now counted. Very, very suspicious. And that's what Bev Harris of blackboxvoting.org was looking at, was Colorado and Nevada, two of the hot spots where she saw evidence of fraud going on. Continuing, shift in Washington stirs economic jitters abroad. That is going to integrate in with this new talking point from MSNBC, CNBC, and others, including CNN, Oberman, Maddow, and others. We have that clip coming up later. They're saying Rand Paul is going to cause a depression. That's right. It's all his fault. Never been in any political office, not dog catcher, not state legislature, not mayor, not city council, not Easter Bunny, no office. It's all his fault, ladies and gentlemen. See, right as we try to take America back, they're going to go, oh, I guess it is a depression, and it's your fault. It's your fault. So that's coming up. Marijuana legalization measure loses in California. Big victory for the war on drugs and the out-of-control federal government on that front. Continuing with the reports here, Republicans ride voter unrest to control of the House. The biggest Republican sweep in more than 70 years. That out of the Associated Press. We've got the Wall Street Journal. Welcome, Senate conservatives. Remember what voters back home want. Less government and more freedom. Continuing, Boehner wants to shelve health care monstrosity. But knowing the type of Republican he is, he'll give you some other big type of government health care program. No, we want it out of there. We want it gone. Okay? We don't want eugenics, government-controlled health care. Tea Party calls for fiscal sanity in Washington. Here's another report by Kurt Nemo, Infowars.com. Can establishment candidates tame the Tea Party fire? That is just some of what's coming up. We'll look at the election fraud in Colorado, in Nevada, and other key states, the incredibly crystal-clear evidence of that. We'll look at the big Federal Reserve announcement coming up at 1:15 Central today, dealing with dollar devaluation. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
9 years, thousands of clients worldwide, amazing results. And here's more proof of the effectiveness of how Heart and Body Extract supports good circulation and healthy arterial flow.
My name is Crystal. I'm a 45-year-old and live in Houston, Texas. I was diagnosed with having mitral valve prolapse 10 years ago. My cardiologist said surgery and drugs was the only thing he could offer me.
What did Crystal do?
I ordered Heart and Body Extract in August 2006. When I first took my first 15 drops, I embraced the formula and could even feel the goodness of the formula starting to work.
Clean, clear arteries are happy arteries after using Heart and Body Extract. Learn more at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. HB Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
The question is, where should the American people draw their line in the sand?
What have we got? A republic or a monarchy?
A republic
is based on a constitution which protects minority rights.
Not democracy, not mob rule, two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner.
So they think they own our land. They think they own our water, children, our education, our money.
We have to define who we are and what we will tolerate.
Somebody's going to ask you what you did during the Patriot Uprising.
You have been warned.
We have the facts. We have the Constitution. We have the Bill of Rights. We have common law. Knowledge is power, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm so excited to be able to offer you, Don't Tread on Me, Rise of the Republic. Tyranny is upon us, but liberty and the sleeping giant that is the American people is rising. A new tool in the info war. Don't Tread on Me. Order it at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139 and support independent, patriotic, liberty films.
Take a minute and hear what I'm about to tell you. You might have heard about Life Change Tea on a radio commercial or a TV commercial. And you did what many people do. You tuned out. I understand. Now the facts. When health fails, you will do just about anything for better health. So why wait? Read our testimonies of better health by drinking Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com. And how much does missing work cost you when you're sick? Get ahead of the sick curve. Get the tea. Here's how to order. Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or you can call one of our friendly operators, 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Our tea tastes great, and we'll help you with your health, and you can even lose weight. So again, try us out at GetTheTea.com.
We now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center
in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Coming up next week, we're going to get Ron Paul on, probably Rand Paul. We got Judge Napolitano coming on to break down the election aftermath. We're going to be following the Federal Reserve's announcement coming up in about 2 hours from now. They've already basically telegraphed that they're going to have quantitative easing, $50 to $100 billion a month of buying our own debt. The Communist Chinese are the biggest owners. In just a few months, this will make the private Federal Reserve the biggest owner of our debt. And then they're paid interest on the debt that they set the policy for. That is just incredible. We're going to be looking at all the races around the country. We're going to be looking at what's going to happen if Republicans don't deliver on getting rid of Obamacare. They don't control the borders. Remember, the Republicans, you know, in the last Congress before Obama took over, they wanted open borders too. What's going to happen in this country? We've also got the report at PrisonPlanet.com. Did Harry Reid steal Nevada? Clearly, there was fraud going on. We're doing the Google search term today of steal Nevada, so people will then go read our article breaking down the fact that there was a 5-point margin of victory, highly suspicious given pre-election polls showing Sharon Angle ahead, combined with reports of vote flipping for Reid. That's mainstream news confirming that, on machines controlled by Reid's son. He runs the most populous county there. He's the election official, and serviced by the corrupt pro-Reid union. So this is huge news, and to discuss this with us is Talk Radio Network syndicated talk show host Eric Mancal Muller. Good to have you here with us, Mancal.
Hey, Alex. Look, I've been all over this thing, and I think I might really make you mad.
Okay.
I think I might really irritate you. Let me explain something. First of all, it's the Diebold company, I believe, and the unions behind these machines are absolutely in Harry Reid's pocket. I had a lot of phone callers, people telling me that they would go in and vote for Engel, and they would see Reid pop up. There was power outage. There was a lot of shenanigans. But I also want to say, since I last spoke with you, I talked to some of the heads of the Republican Party there in Nevada, and I wonder what you make of this. They all told me they didn't vote for her. And I said, well, why not? And they said, because Reid has gotten so much money. And I said, well, that's against your principles. And again, this goes back to what you and I always talk about, which is we always look at the puppets, which are the Republican candidates or the dummy crap candidates, but we don't pay attention to the puppet masters, who's really controlling things. And you know, what about your core values? These are top Republicans in Nevada, and they didn't vote for Engel. They voted for Reid because they like that money. It's quite disgusting. So maybe they didn't show up for Engel like we thought. Here is something that's really suspect. And I don't know if you know about this story. This is just breaking. But Engel's hometown, Sharon Engel's hometown, her little town, overwhelmingly voted for Reid, which seems impossible. It does seem like the fix is in, but then again, she was not a very popular candidate with many of those that would vote for her.
But in every major poll, she was 2 to 5 points ahead, and then he gets a 5-point lead on top of that. That's a 7 to almost 10-point swing. And regardless, looking at this, we know that it's wrong to have his son running the most populous county where most of the votes were cast. And we know going back weeks ago, it was in the local papers, it was on local TV, reporters confirmed that thousands of people could not vote for Sharon Engel. It would not let them vote for her. It was only Harry Reid. And so how do you have a union that's openly endorsing him, running the machines, and then magically this happens? And then I heard the spin last night. I heard it on NPR this morning that, oh, we talked to this Republican who thought she was too extreme and that she couldn't bring in all the money that the Senate Majority Leader could, you know, with all of his tenure. So they're selling it that, well, it's all this pork barrel. I don't buy it, Mantel.
Well, look, I hear what you're saying. I personally talked with some of the top Republicans there, and they did confirm that they didn't like Sharon Engel. I do feel that many Republicans feel that this Tea Party movement is like a pet rattlesnake. They act publicly like they're okay with it because, you know, the Tea Party is basically Republican ideals that they abandoned with Bushy. I have stood in the studios of all the top radio personalities, and I know that they get their marching orders from the Republican Party. And again, we're talking about people selling up their core values for the Republican Party.
Well, they have public meetings. They have, I mean, it's just like Obama with the so-called African-American media openly giving them money.
Yeah. I mean, I don't want to sell anybody out, but you can think of, we're talking top five radio hosts.
Well, wait a minute. It's admitted that Sean Hannity, Beck, Limbaugh, and others had meetings with Bush in the White House.
Well, look, I was invited to the White House, and I didn't do it. I could have had, Al Gore would have co-hosted with me, but he had to have every question up front. I could have had the first, this doesn't really relate, but I could have had the first interview with OJ after the trial. But, you know, they wanted everything scripted, and I just won't play that game. The fact is that if I wanted to do the Republican talking points, and the same thing with you, Alex, we would be worth a lot more money, and our radio shows would be a lot bigger. I'm not willing to play the game. And, having been on Fox every day for 7 years and done what I've done and met all these people and been into all their offices and know many of them personally, I love when I tell someone the truth and they say, no, that's not it.
No, exactly. I mean, going back for myself 12 years ago, 10 years ago, 8 years ago, I've been in the offices with the big radio execs, and they say, look, you want to be a star or continue this crusade, be a mainline Republican, play ball, and basically you're not going to have editorial control. We're going to have producers that basically tell you what to cover. And I said no to money that was at one time 10, 15 times, you know, what I was making at that time. So you're absolutely right. And the Democrats are under that similar control with George Soros and Media Matters.
Yes.
And all the rest of these people. But let's shift gears then.
Wait a minute, Alex. Mm-hmm. Alex,
yes.
Are you there?
Yes.
I mean, I'm talking about radio companies that own, you know, well over 1,000 radio stations. They've said to me, look, man, cow, it's people, the American people are stupid. They understand Democrat and they understand Republican. You have to pick a side and just stick with it. And, you know, look, I'm a little bit liberal in some ways. I'm a little bit conservative. I'm a little bit libertarian. Most Americans are all over the place. And what people need to know is this really is, I mean, as a child, I was backstage and saw Hulk Hogan, hanging out with the Iron Sheik. You go backstage, you see the Globetrotters or the Generals. It's a put-on. And here's the point I was getting to, Alex. I must make this point, and then we'll talk again. But folks need to know, Rand Paul, Rubio, and some of these people, don't get discouraged because this Tea Party movement, the Karl Roves, the Newt Gingriches, and I like Newt a lot, but they are freaked out. People need to know that this Tea Party movement is organic and it is real. And there's great hope in Rand Paul. Folks, if you watched the news last night, how incredible was that? Rand Paul's speech. It was Ayn Rand. It was Reagan. It was Thomas Jefferson. And the minute he was done, they all started bashing him. They cannot let these people, they cannot let this Tea Party movement get ahead. That's why they were so vicious. And she was kooky. She was kooky, this Christine O'Donnell out of Delaware. But they have to destroy it. They have to label it racist. They have to do whatever they can. Both sides are freaked out by the Tea Party movement, and that's the point I wanted to make. Thank you, Alex.
No, and that's exactly where I was going. The real Tea Party, started by Ron Paul 2007, is constitutional, knows how to fix this country, get us back to the Bill of Rights, the Constitution, get out of this police state. And Ron Paul in all the polls is popular with Democrats, Libertarians, and Republicans. He's winning all the big CPAC polls. And we need to have a movement for Ron Paul to be Speaker of the House, not John Boehner. Better than Boehner, you know, would be Michelle Bachmann, but the best choice is Ron Paul. And the system is scared, and that's why 2 weeks ago internal memos from the Republican Party got leaked where they talked about, we've got to oppose this Tea Party. We've got to talk about being against the world government to get into power and to control this movement. So you've got the establishment Republicans and establishment Democrats attacking the Tea Party, the Republicans from within by co-opting, and the Democrats from without. And you absolutely hit the nail on the head, ManCow, ManCow.com, whenever we go over this information, because the new talking point out of MSNBC and out of CNBC is that the Tea Party candidates are going to cause a depression. And that was the talking point on MSNBC with Maddow, Oberman, and Slimeball, Matthews. They all said, he's not going to let us print more money. He's going to cause a depression. So we now see them denying we've been in a depression. Now they're going to blame it on the new Congress as they admit we're in a depression and claim that the Tea Party did it. We've got to get out ahead of this new talking point and setup. ManCow, your comment.
Oh, buddy, look, first of all, everybody talks about Palin and all of these different women. As a flaming heterosexual, may I just say I find Michelle Bachmann spectacular, and I love her mind. Her mind is very sexy. And she was on with Chris Matthews, and she wouldn't be sucked into the trap. It's a trap. And well, we're talking about a trap. Absolutely. The Republicans getting put in, if they don't do anything, and I wonder if the Democrats aren't counting on them doing nothing, and if it's not a trap, so that they won't blame the hard times ahead on the Republicans, and that will guarantee, oh, blah, blah, and his teleprompter another god-awful 4 years. No, I know exactly what you're saying. Listen, the treatment of, let's think about this. Meg Whitman, she spent, what, $145 million of her own money? She was called a whore by Jerry Brown, Governor Moonbeam, Fiorini, Linda McMahon, all of these women, Christine O'Donnell, they were called the B-word, Angle, they called the B-word repeatedly on The View. The Tea Party called teabaggers, and the treatment of Michelle Bachmann on MSNBC last night, folks, I would say you wouldn't treat a dog like that, but let's say it this way. The people in the Middle East who don't like dogs don't treat dogs that bad. That family in the trailer park, they beat their dog and they beat their kids, and that's how Michelle Bachmann, I don't know what a redheaded stepson is, but I'll use that, I guess. I'm looking for a good analogy, Alex, but Michelle Bachmann was just Rachel Maddow and Chris Matthews and that goof, Oberman. I mean, it really was something to see. And they went after Rand Paul.
Well, you can tell, who's good. Anybody they go after is good. And anybody that the establishment Republicans go after, we know is good. In fact, continuing along that line, here's CNBC. Shift in Washington stirs economic jitters abroad. They're worried overseas that the devaluation of the dollar won't continue. Here's another one. MSNBC, fearmonger about Rand Paul causing worldwide depression. That clip is coming up. I mean, how crazy is this? Is that Bill Clinton gets rid of Glass-Steagall, allows the tens of trillions of derivatives counterfeit to be made. The banks get rich and powerful off of it. Bush continues that with Henry Paulson. They hand it off to Obama. They claim that the Democrats weren't involved in 08. You know, they ran on fixing the financial problems that they were seminal in, along with the mainline Republicans, but they were even more central than Republicans. That's just a fact. And now, in 2010, before Rand Paul has even gotten into office, they're saying that he's causing the economic crisis. I mean, this is bold.
Go, Alex, go. It was. You know, for your listeners, your millions of listeners that didn't hear it or see it, the lamestream media last night, Rand Paul, who got up, and again, it was Ayn Rand, it was Jefferson, it was Reagan, it was the Bible, it was God, guns, and guts, all the things that I love, and immediately... I mean, and you can see it. They don't even try to hide it anymore. They're so hateful. And they said Rand Paul is going to want to put a limit on how much we spend. He's going to want to limit our debt. Oh, my God. Rand Paul wants to limit the debt. And, you know, he may just do it. He may just stand up and limit the debt. He may tell our whole government, he may filibuster and tell our government they can't spend any more money. Well, you mean $1 billion to rebuild Gaza so they have a level spot to launch rockets into innocent Jewish neighborhoods? $200 million a day? I've heard ridiculous numbers for Oblabla's trip to all the Muslim sites in India. The money that we spend on their nonsense. You mean Rand Paul may say no? Wow! And they're all freaking out over it, man. It was a beautiful thing.
Now, pulling back from this, what other dirty tricks are you expecting to see? Because Senator DeMint is in the Wall Street Journal today saying he may leave the Republican Party if they continue their activities and if they don't join with the Real Tea Party. And he's also quoted as saying the establishment will try to buy off Tea Party candidates. Senator DeMint is really trying to position himself as somebody who's going to probably run for president.
Well, Mr. DeMint, Jim DeMint is awesome. Bachman is awesome. Rand Paul, these are some great patriotic Americans, no doubt. You know, look, when you see Dick Armey, that establishment Republican, he wanted to be the voice of the Tea Party. Sarah Palin wants to be the voice of the Tea Party. Here's what I really like. And again, I'll go out and stand with every dork dressed as Thomas Jefferson or Paul Revere. I stand out there as you do, Alex, and I'll take my pictures with everybody in costume. And some of them are quite silly looking. But you know, look, their hearts are in the right place. Let me tell you what I love about this Tea Party movement. It is a movement. It is we, the people, as our founding fathers intended. So, Jim DeMint, you know, I'd want to talk. I'd speak with him frequently. I'd love to speak with him about that. I don't know what his plans are. But I got news for you. He's not the head. Rand Paul's not the head. Ron Paul's not the head. We are the head of the Tea Party movement, and that's what frightens the establishment.
All right. Now, let's be specific in the time we've got left, and I agree with you on what you just said. I'm here in Texas, and so we've got our ear to the ground, but Rick Perry's got his new book out. He's going on his tour. The inside scoop is Rick Perry for president, Sarah Palin for vice president. They're both photogenic, but... Perry talks all this patriot talk, but he pushed Gardasil for girls, NAFTA and GATT, North American Union highways, and that's a really scary ticket with Rick Perry and Sarah Palin. Give us your view on that.
Well, look, you know, I was listening to McCain last night. You know, I'm sorry that he was captured. You can't say anything about him because he was captured in Vietnam, but you know, I'm sorry. I'm going to break the rules. McCain says one thing and does another. I call that a liar. Perry, there in Texas, and of course, you know, I love Texas. I love it. I want to move there. I'm in this city right now, and wherever there's liberalism, it's awful. It is a cancer. Look, I think Perry is a good man, but boy, he has lied a lot to you people, hasn't he? Palin, I wish she wouldn't have quit. I don't like quitters. I think she said a lot of good stuff. Let me tell you, I really think Rand Paul, the big story, but also, man, oh man, Alex, I don't know if you know this or not, but their worst nightmare, Pelosi, Reid, Oblabla, his wife, Chewbacca, Biden, all the rest of these creeps, Bonnie Flank, their worst nightmare happened yesterday. Do you know what it was? You haven't mentioned it.
Stay there. We're going to do 5 more minutes with Eric Mancal Mueller on the other side, Mancal.com. I'm Alex Jones, Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.tv. Stay with us.
Remain in your houses. The President of the United States has declared martial law under Executive Order 11004.
Will they do it? Will they pull the trigger this time? We all pray they stand down, but an engineered crisis seems more likely with each passing day. Think it can't happen here? Executive Order 10990 locks down all highways. Executive Order 10995 seizes control of all media outlets. Executive Order 10998 controls all farms and food supplies. All these executive orders are now cocked, loaded, and waiting for the right crisis. So if you're worried about the possibility of martial law here in America or have questions about how to survive it, go to martiallawsurvival.com. That's martiallawsurvival.com. Go to martiallawsurvival.com right now.
You must remain in your houses until your bracelets are scanned.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or 2 sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
Every morning at the mine,
you know, the neocons wrote articles saying Alex Jones will have a connection to the U.S. Senate if Rand Paul gets in. They actually ran TV ads demonizing Rand Paul for being a supporter of this show. So during the campaign, I didn't even try to get Rand on, but we called him this morning, just talked to him. He's taking a few days off with the family. Extended interview next week. We are very excited about that. And can you imagine Ron Paul running for president, winning the CPAC straw poll? He can win. Can you imagine Rand Paul? I mean, and this shows that, and I want you, Mancal, to get to the key point that makes the blah blah and the globalists so scared. But the point I want to make just briefly is that our issues of true patriotism, anti-New World Order, strong dollar, control our borders, repeal gun laws, that is now the mainstream. They told us we were kooks. We're not kooks. Our message is getting out, and this is the beginning of the end for these people. This is like Washington finally winning a battle at Trenton, New Jersey. Mancow.
Well, look, I would go to battle for Rand. I would go to battle for Ron Paul. Let me just say one thing about Rand Paul and the Paul family, and that is I saw on the networks over and over they would take a poll of people and run, and I wonder if you remember this, Alex. They would have Giuliani, it was amongst Republicans, and they would have the debates at the Ronald Reagan Library or whatever it was, and they would, you know, the networks were pushing Giuliani, and then it was Fred Thompson, who didn't want to get out of bed to campaign. And every time they ran a poll, every single time, I wonder if your listeners remember this. I feel like I'm the only one that remembers this. I mean, you know, we're talking 2 years ago. Every single poll, Ron Paul would win, and then they would laugh and say, oh, yeah, but okay, now let's talk about Giuliani some more.
Yeah, even Fox News kept saying, we don't know why Ron Paul keeps winning. And then he goes to the CPAC convention, and all the mainline Republicans standing ovations, and he wins.
Yeah. Ron Paul, now let's give you the guy we push. If they really count the votes, Rand Paul or Ron Paul could win. Do you remember Marco Polo in the pool? Today I'm playing Marco Rubio. Here is a Latino, a right-wing, freedom-loving Latino. He's a U.S. senator. Do you understand? Look, they have to destroy this guy. They could not have a strong woman like Palin. They had to destroy her as quick as possible. Oh, my God. Where did Sarah Palin come from? Oh, my God. You mean the Mexicans? They, oh, my God. What? They do not want a strong libertarian Tea Party or a Republican Latino. Oh, my God. Do you understand? This is their fear, man.
So that's the big fear they've got, is that all these women and minorities are getting elected as patriots. That screws up their little bandwagon of claiming anybody who isn't a communist is a racist.
That's it, brother. Let me tell you something else. As you know, there are lots of, I'm talking MLK-worthy, great speakers. Preach, brother. There are black conservatives out there. And they are moving the crowd at these Tea Party movements. Nobody's covering it. Women are stepping up. Nobody's covering it. The Democrats are starting to lose. And you know, look, the Latino vote, Bush tried. Remember Rove and Bush? They tried everything they could to try to bring some Latinos in. They weren't interested. This Rubio is a man. This is a rising star. Alex, I'm telling you, watch him. I hope he's the real deal.
Well, we're going to find out in the next year if the neocons and the mainline Republicans can derail the Tea Party or if they all have to be thrown out coming up in the next election. But either way, the momentum has shifted. The people are awakened. Anti-globalism, anti-New World Order is transpartisan. We're going to win. Mancow, thanks for spending time with us.
You're the best, Alex. Thank you. God bless everybody.
All right, there goes Mancow. I join him every Wednesday on his syndicated broadcast. We'll be right back with the second hour with election fraud news and your phone calls.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.